Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast. I'm Isra.
And I'm Nisreen.
And together we're the Soul
Soul
Sisters.
Sisters.
It has been forever since I've been able to say that.
It definitely has, and I'm still excited and nervous to be back.
I know, I definitely missed recording so much. We've been gone for so long, guys. I guess we have a little bit of explaining to do.
It's been like, how many months has it been since March?
I think this is the
Like,
longest we've gone without recording. Is it?
I definitely think it has.
Oh, yeah, the last
It
time we recorded
is.
was March. And how many months is it till March now? 4? That's
I
crazy.
have to
So,
go
like,
to my
almost a
calendar and
year.
count. Oh, 4 months?
Yeah, so,
Wait.
like,
One, two,
December,
three, four,
January,
five,
February, March.
six.
Yeah.
Okay, almost 6 months.
Wait, 6 months
Wow.
until March, or 6 months since we've recorded?
Oh, from March. Yeah.
It's just been a long time and
Anyways.
it's almost a year, but we're back now. So
Yes.
life has been crazy, Corona and
A
senior year.
worldwide pandemic.
In case
Yeah.
people don't know, we are seniors and we've just been caught up in like internships and college applications and all of that, which is kind of crazy to think that. I always think about how like we were just eighth graders talking
I
about like
know.
what we wanted to
Oh my
be
God.
and thinking we had all the time in the world, and now like everything is just getting thrown at us and we have like no time.
I literally never imagined myself as a senior. Like, when I was in,
Exactly.
like, oh my God, I could just never, ever see it. And it doesn't even feel like I'm a senior. It just feels like another school year.
I did not think that I was going to live past the age of 13, so this is a surprise to me.
Kind of concerned? Scared?
Like, how you can't, like, right now, you can't see yourself as a 34-year-old?
Yeah, and I
Yeah.
don't even want to think of that.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I was, like, younger, I didn't see myself, like, above the age of 13. Like, I couldn't see myself as a 16, 17-year-old. So, like, being
Oh,
here
okay, yeah, I get that.
today is, like, crazy. Like, I didn't see this coming, and it's, like, it you're right. It does not feel like senior year at all because I'm literally just sitting in my room on my computer, but
Same.
I actually think there was a blessing in being at home because like I've never been this comfortable doing school. Like I appreciate like being, I know some other people like don't have it the easiest at home, but I appreciate like being able to be in my room literally and just being in bed in school.
Honestly, same. I think that this has been the best school year so far. Like, not really social-wise, but it's just so good. Like, I can just wake up, get on the computer, and like, I don't have a lot of, okay, I have some hard classes, but not that many. Like, a lot of my classes are just electives. And then we have a different Wednesday schedule, so it's kind of weird, but I really just like it overall.
Do you have a
Like,
half
it's
day?
very pleasant. Okay, so on Wednesdays I have a half day, but it's not like a regular half day. Like, I don't have a first period or a last period, but okay, on B days I have two classes in the middle of the day, and then I don't have a first or last period. And then on Wednesdays we all have half days, so it like ends at 12.
My schedule being at home is super comfortable and I enjoy that a lot. Like, I only have about 4 or 5 classes a day and I have like 3 hour breaks, 4 hour breaks. And on Fridays, I get off at 12. So I'm definitely very happy with the school part of Corona. But like, everything else just feels like it's so crazy because things feel like they're moving so slow yet so fast at the same time.
Honestly, like, how is it November already?
I know, right? I'm about to be 17.
Scary.
That's crazy.
That's
17.
kind
I
of
hate the number 7.
scary. In like 8 days. Oh my goodness.
I hate the number 7. No, in a
Oh my
week. In
God.
exactly a week
Oh my
tomorrow.
God. Okay, a
That
week.
is crazy.
Wow.
So, like, tell us what's changed in your life since the last time we recorded?
Let's see. Okay. I transferred schools. I thought that I would never make it out of my old school and that I would graduate miserably. But thankfully, and thanking the Lord above, I was able to make it out of there. And now I'm at a new school, and honestly, I really like it. Like, it's just so like, oh, it's just so good. Like, I can't even explain it. Like, okay, I'm glad it's online because I went Well, not that I wouldn't want to go there in real life, but like, I just think it's better online this way. And like, how do I even like explain this? It's just so like nice. Okay, I like all my teachers. They're very nice. I love my classes. And like, okay, so on Wednesdays we have this thing called, it's new, it just started like yesterday. So it's called Jaguar Hour, and like basically that's when all the clubs and activities in the school meet. So we have like 3 hours, and for each of those hours you join one thing. So for my first hour I joined fashion, and then second I joined ballet, and then last I joined National Art Honor Society. And like I like it, but now I kind of like, you know when you do something and you're like so excited about it, but then after you're like, do I really want to do it?
Yeah.
Like I want to, but I just feel like I have a lot going on, but it's only on Wednesdays. But I just know there's going to be like a lot that has to do like surrounding it. But I think it is going to be lovely.
I know.
I'm just very ready to graduate.
I am actually so scared, inshallah, but I'm actually like so scared to graduate. I don't know. I'm the kind of person, I really hate change. Like I do not like change, and I feel like graduation is going to be so bittersweet. Like it's like you're letting go of like memories and childhood, and it's like now you're like a legit adult and you're expected to like do adult things and like go to college, and it's like, it's like bittersweet because at the same time it's like freedom and finally you're out of the shackles of high school. But it's just like, and I think life is such a scam, the fact that we have to go to school for 12 years and then literally go for another 8 or something, like 4 to 8 or even 12, another 12, just to work for the rest of our lives. Like,
agreed.
Like, I literally read a tweet the other day that was like, we were deaf, like, definitely meant to be running around naked eating berries.
But I saw someone, that.
Exactly. Oh, like, what? Like, I hate the world. I hate capitalism. Life is such a scam. I wish I could just be
curious.
I don't know. I think what changed for me over summer, I feel like more things changed in me, like, emotionally and mentally than physically.
Okay, same.
Like, not a lot of things. I mean, like, a lot of people don't know this, but, like, I moved rooms. Like, I used to share a room with my younger sister, and now I have my own room, so that changed. But, like, more, like, not a lot of things changed around me besides that. But, like, mentally, I feel like I grew a lot as a person. And I feel like I gained so much confidence. Like, I see it in myself now. Like, I used to be such a, like, second guesser, overthinker, insecure girl. And now, like, I'm literally just,
okay,
like,
yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah, like, I just, like, go for it. I'm like, F it, like, whatever. Like, I just kind of do what I want to do. And I think something that really plays into it is the fact that I did, like, I know it's not that serious, but I did get, like, my teeth, like, fixed this summer. And, like, I feel like that honestly contributed a lot to my confidence, because that was, like, the main thing that like, caused me to be such a, like, weird person. Not saying that if you're insecure, not weird. You're weird. Let me correct that, but, like, that's really what caused me to be so insecure for no reason. And, like, once, like now I feel so much more confident and comfortable in myself. And I'm just, like, I'm chilling. Like, I'm really just chilling, for real. Like, I say it and I mean it. Like, I'm just chilling. And I'm, like, a little more comfortable in who I am. And I just feel like when I don't know, like, when we finally get to that new chapter of our lives, like, after high school, things are going to be so crazy, but I feel like everything's going to kind of start piecing itself together and, like, coming together.
I 100% agree with that. Okay, not to interrupt, but I feel like one thing that I realized over these past few months is that, like, literally not everything is about me, and not everything that somebody does has anything to do with me. I feel like I used to be so worried about, oh my god, like, what if this, what if that, but, like, I just realized, like, oh my god, who cares? Like, literally, who cares?
Yeah.
So I feel like that played a big part. I feel like I changed a lot over these past few months.
That's,
like,
definitely.
I used to be quiet, like, not I'm still not quiet now, but I just feel like I just changed quite a lot.
That's definitely my attitude to a lot of things, too. Like, who cares? I feel like I, like, have, like, my specific goals and morals in check, that, like, everything else around me, like, just does not concern me anymore. And, like, I'm very, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like actually, I'm way more to myself now. And like, someone actually brought this up to me the other day. They like DM me on Instagram. They were like, oh my God, like, are you even alive? Like, you just like fell off the face of the earth. I feel like I used to be so much more social, and I used to like feel the need to keep up with everyone and like be in the mix and like talk to everybody and like post all the time. And now I'm just like very to myself. I don't really like, I know it's bad, like I definitely need to work on communicating better with my close friends, but like as far as everybody else goes, like I don't really, in like, I'm just not really in the mix anymore. I'm very to myself, chilling, just working on like handling my business, just like working on getting things together for myself. And like, that's something I honestly used to never do. Like, I used to be so concerned with everybody else that I would like forget myself and like lose myself in the like aura of it all, if that, like, for lack of better words, I don't even know if that makes sense.
Yeah, but that makes
like
sense.
In everything else, I would just like not worry about myself. I feel like I've learned to like take care of myself better in like these months.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's honestly crazy, because, and I think another thing that plays into it is that I still have an iPhone 6s, so it doesn't work. So I can't really talk to anybody. But I definitely am very grateful for, like, there are a lot of pros that came from like coronavirus, so I'm very grateful for
Agreed.
That change in my life.
Oh my God, you know what, I saw this TikTok the other day, and it was like, think about where you would be in life right now if coronavirus had not happened.
Gosh.
And like, I'm not saying that it's a good thing that it happened, but like, this year has just been so different in like such a good way.
Alhamdulillah.
Like, it's just been good.
Yeah, no, I'm so serious. I was thinking about that like a couple months ago, and I did not have an answer. Like, I could not for the life of me formulate and even an idea of what I would be doing right now. Like, I have no
me neither.
Idea. Like, because Corona came at such a random time, like March of junior year, like, I have absolutely no direction of what I would even be doing right now. I feel like a lot of things that happened great in my life would not have happened.
Same.
And
like, I don't even want to think what would it would be like,
yeah,
if this did not happen.
That's why I'm like such a firm believer of like, everything happens for a reason and there's wisdom behind everything, because like, definitely, it was definitely meant to happen for several reasons. And I just don't even want to think about like what life would be like if it didn't happen, because like, not saying things would be bad, but like, it just, I don't need my head to go in circles like that. Like, I'm good where I'm at.
Exactly.
But with that being said, today we have, well, to wrap it up, we are back and we're here to stay. And we're very sorry for
we will
the
be
long wait.
A lot more consistent.
Yes, hopefully, inshallah. But today we have a little
inshallah.
Game that we're going to play, actually, to kind of just catch up.
Yes, we absolutely do. Okay, so let me explain things. Okay, so I've been obsessed with this game for, like, literally the past year, 2 years. I don't even remember. But I didn't actually get it until, like, a few weeks ago. Okay, so it is called We're Not Really Strangers. Let's read the directions. Okay. Do you really know your best friend? How well do you know your mother or sister or anyone else close to you? We're Not Really Strangers is a purpose-driven card game. Three carefully crafted levels that allow you to deepen your existing relationships and create new ones. Okay. So basically, there are three levels. Perception is level one. Connection is level two. Reflection is level three. And we each get a card that says dig deeper. So, like, if you want someone to elaborate more on their answer, you have one chance to do that.
Okay.
And then at the end, the final card says, each player write a message to the other, fold and exchange, open only once you have parted. And since we're not actually in person, I thought we could do it, like, either in invisible ink or through an email. Whichever one you want to do, I'm completely
okay,
fine
okay,
with.
Okay, yeah. We can go with invisible ink since we're, like, on our phones.
Okay, lovely. Okay, so would you like to start?
Well.
Oh, I just meant, like, are you ready?
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, do I, like, aren't you? You're going to be asking the questions, right, because I don't have the cards?
Yeah, I'm going to shuffle it so it's all random.
Okay, cool. Yes, let us begin.
Okay, perfect. Okay, level one, perception. Okay. I'm scared. Okay. Okay, 15 cards per round.
Okay.
Okay. The first one is a wild card. Think of your favorite cereal. Think of your favorite brand of cereal. On the count of three, say your answers out loud. Both players.
Okay.
Okay.
The brand.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna say that. Oh yeah, I do know the brand.
I don't have a specific brand either. It's just like a cereal. Okay. Three, two, one.
Kellogg's.
Granola. I really like granola. Like,
Oh,
it's
bro,
just so
granola on
good.
cereal with like milk is so good. I
That is literally the only cereal I can
actually don't know
eat.
if Kellogg's is the brand. It's just the first thing that came to my head. But like, I love French Toast Crunch.
Okay, yeah, I think Kellogg's is a brand.
Yeah, but
The
is
brand.
that the brand for it?
Wait, what's the cereal called? Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
French Toast Crunch. It's like the playoff of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but like it's so good. It's so much better.
That sounds absolutely
It
scrumptious.
is actually
Scrumptious.
delicious.
Why can't I speak
I don't know
English?
if they still sell it though. I haven't had it since I was in like middle school.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That cereal would be so bomb.
I see that it might have been discontinued.
Oh
I'm not sure.
my God. I love that
Okay, wait, never
cereal.
mind. It said popular demand led General Mills to reintroduce the product on December 5th, 2014. So I think it's still there.
Hopefully, because I want it again.
Okay, next question.
Okay.
Okay. What reality show do you think I'm most likely to binge watch? Explain.
Okay, in my opinion, you don't really watch reality TV.
Yeah, that
But
is
can I say a
correct.
TV show you're most likely to binge watch?
Yeah.
Can I?
Oh, yeah.
Steven Wonder. Is that the show?
It's called Steven Universe. Oh my God, I haven't watched it in so long, but it is a really
Why
good
did I
show.
say Steven
I love
Wonder?
it.
Yes, I love that show too. Oh my God. You definitely are most likely to binge that show.
It is so lovely. Okay, the
Steven
only
Wonder.
shows that I've like fully finished are Steven Universe, Adventure Time, The Office, and The Handmaid's Tale, which are all lovely shows.
I actually think The
Okay.
Office is the most unfunny show to ever
Oh
exist.
my God, it's
I
so
think
good. Okay, it's
it's
not
like
even
the
that it's
little
funny.
giggle show. Like I'll let out like a little nose laugh, but like nothing, like it's corny. My
I
sister
think
is
it's
like
just like
obsessed with it.
because it's so good, and it's not even that it's funny. It just has such a good like storyline, and how everything just falls into place is just so good. Okay, for you. Okay, it's not, well, I mean, I guess it's not really a reality show, but it is like real Criminal Minds.
Oh, you know, girl. That is my show. That is my favorite show. I'm not the type of person to binge watch a show ever. Like, I can never do that just because, like, I cannot stay in one place for that long. But Criminal Minds is my show. I also cannot start something new until I finish what I started
Me
for
neither,
some
yeah.
reason. Like, I cannot start a new show unless, and even if the show is so bad, I have to finish it. Just like my brain won't let me focus on something else. But Criminal Minds is the best show in the world. If you've never watched it, you need to
Oh my
watch
God.
it. It is
I've
so
like,
good.
okay, I haven't watched it myself, but Nirma like makes me watch some episodes, and
Oh
it's
my
not
gosh,
bad.
it is so
It's
good.
interesting.
And like,
It's
not
kind of scary.
only like that's what I'm interested in, right? Like, I'm interested in psychology and like criminal psychology and like behavioral analysis. So not only is the show like based around like catching criminals and psychopaths, but they also have their own life stories that just make it so much more interesting. And like, I love it. Like, those are the only part of the police, like the FBI is police, right? I don't know. F12, but that's the only kind of police I like. Criminal Minds have my heart and I love them. Spencer Reed, I wish I had his knowledge. I just love that show so much. Like, if I had it in me, I would rewatch it, but I cannot rewatch things. Like, I would have to wait 4 years before I rewatch something be until I like completely forget everything. But anyways,
I
yes.
think that Shamar Moore is really scary. That's all I have to say about Criminal Minds.
The bald, light skin, bro.
He is like, oh my
If
God, not even him in
anybody.
the show.
He, no, him
Like,
in
if
the
you
show
just,
makes me
oh
uncomfortable.
my
Like, he's
God,
just so
he's so
big and
scary.
ugly and like I'm sorry, but if anybody watches the show, then you know that he has, like, this weird relationship with Garcia, and he calls her baby girl. Every time he calls her that,
I throw up.
Like, it's so awkward. It's so embarrassing. Like,
I don't like it. I know. I hate it.
It's weird. It's a little weird.
Scary. Okay, next question. Okay.
You know what I'm going to be so mad? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
What? No, it's
okay. But, like, I'm going to be so mad. Okay, remember how I was like, oh, I don't know if my earphones, like, work? Yeah. Imagine if, like, only you can hear me, but, like, when we listen back to this recording, it's just you talking to yourself. Because no one can hear me.
If that happens, I'll be so scared. Okay, I'm pretty sure. Okay, wait, say something.
Hello?
Wait, say something loud.
Hello?
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's working, because, like, I see the waves moving. Oh. Are the waves moving for you?
No, because I'm, like, technically a guest, so I just kind of see, wait, like, what do you mean? Like, the gray waves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see the gray waves moving.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm pretty sure it's recording.
Okay, okay, continue.
Okay, next question. Okay. What do you think I'm most likely to splurge on?
Splurge? Snacks. Or?
Yeah.
Like, accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or like,
okay,
yeah, snacks or accessories.
Yeah, one second. Okay, for you, I think it would be I think makeup or paint supplies.
Really? I disagree. It would
really?
Definitely
okay, what
be
is it?
Clothes.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think of clothes.
I actually, you know,
okay, yeah.
Every makeup item I own to this day, I have never spent my own money on. Ever.
Really?
Ever. Every. And oh I have, God. Like, a proper makeup collection. And I was thinking about this the other
you
day.
You do?
I was wondering, like, where I got some of this stuff from. And I was like, I've never bought a single makeup product that I own. It's always been gifted to me.
That is a lovely collection.
Which I enjoy. Keep giving me gifts of makeup, please. Makeup is expensive. I don't want to buy myself. Like, yeah, I could never splurge on makeup. I don't know why. Like, I've never gone makeup shopping. I've never, like, I've bought myself, like, maybe, like, a concealer or two. But other than that, I've never really spent my money on makeup.
Agreed. I'll buy, like, a mascara. Or I brought, a blush from Glossier, but that's pretty much it.
Oh my god, is it the... I remember that one.
Yeah,
I love that blush on you. What it looks
like. Oh my god, thank
you.
You
know what I think would look good on you? Like an orangish blush.
I agree. I don't really like the rose colored one.
I like it on you. It adds like a nice like flushed look to your face, but I also think that you would look so good with the orange blush. I want to do your makeup one day. Like properly.
Oh my god. Do it for my senior pictures.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Yay.
It's settled. I'm doing it.
Okay, lovely. Okay. Next question. Okay. What fast food restaurant do you think I'm most likely to drive through? And what's my order? I don't think we've ever actually gone to a food place together.
We've gone out for like...
For dinner.
We've eaten fast food together, but we've never gone out to, like, have we gone out to, like, a fancy restaurant? I don't think so. We're usually at parties, like, potluck parties.
Yeah.
I think that a fast food restaurant you're most likely to go to, Chick-fil-A, and your order would either be, maybe not the chicken strips, you'd get the sandwich. But this, would it be the spicy deluxe? Would it?
Honestly, I don't even, like, I used to like Chick-fil-A so much, but now when I eat it, it's like, ew. Okay,
mean.
The thing that I like from Chick-fil-A is the macaroni and cheese. Like, it's good in the moment.
You know, I had the macaroni and cheese for the first time the other
day. Did you like it?
Oh my god, my alarm is going off. It was actually, it was alright. Like, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Like, it's okay in the moment. I don't know, sometimes I just crave macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did I cut out?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes I just crave it, so then I have to order it. But when I eat it, it's, like, gross.
Really?
But something about it just, like, makes me feel good.
That was me. Like, freshman year, I don't know
why. Oh, my God. I remember that.
I had this obsession. Like, when I found out that there was a Chick-fil-A up the street and that I knew one of the workers there. Nothing. You cannot tell me anything. I went there twice a week, Friday and Saturday. I was obese, but I was full. I was fed, girl. I was full. I was – and I don't know why, but, like, after maybe, like, 2 months, I was like, I cannot do this anymore. Like, it was – it started to taste so nasty to me. Like, I hated it. And I didn't eat Chick-fil-A for, like, a year or two after that. It just – I couldn't do it.
I definitely – oh, my God. I literally remember that.
I don't know why nobody stopped me. It was so embarrassing. Like, the workers knew my name. Like, it was so embarrassing. Like,
well, that's not a bad thing.
I mean, I think
it's lovely to build connections with with community workers. Is that what they're called?
I don't know if they're employees.
But... I think my favorite, okay, my favorite, it's not really fast food, but the thing that I eat most regularly is sushi.
Yes, I'm obsessed with it. Sushi. I've been seeing sushi, like, all over my Explore page recently, like, California Rolls specifically, and they're so good, I want some.
You should definitely get some.
I want a California Roll. I feel like food in general, I don't know. Like, as of lately, I don't know how to explain it. Like, every time I tell somebody this, they're like, what's wrong with you? But, like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, food has not been tasting good to me lately. Like, I kind of just eat just to eat. Like, okay, like, I haven't eaten all day. Let me just eat. But, like, eating and genuinely enjoying my food, I haven't felt that in a while. I don't know why.
Do you have a favorite food? I know you do, but what is it?
I have a lot of favorite foods, actually. I love burgers. I love burgers for no reason at all. Like, I'm a burger connoisseur. Like, I love burgers. I really like couscous, but specifically my mom's couscous, which is, like, for people who don't know, it's, like, a Moroccan dish. I also really like pasta. Like, Alfredo. I love Alfredo. A good creamy shrimp Alfredo. Yes! Like, I love Alfredo.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, that's about it. I'm really obsessed with, like, burgers and onion rings for no reason. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like I haven't been eating foods that I like lately. It's just kind of, like, random stuff here and there just to eat.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite food?
Okay. What is my favorite food? Oh, my God. Have you ever been to Cava?
Yeah, I don't really like it.
Oh, my God, I'm obsessed. Okay, I just like rice, like white basmati rice with, like...
I love basmati rice.
I don't even know how to explain this combination. I just like... rice isn't my favorite food, but I don't even... Do I have a favorite food? I don't think I do. I like to eat ramen a lot, but I'm trying to stop because, like, it's so bad. Like,
sodium, all that sodium.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, it's not my favorite food, but it's just so, like, addictive. Like, sometimes I just, like, if I don't want to actually eat food, I just eat ramen. But I don't think I – okay, the things that I like to eat are olives, and I like to eat baguettes. That's pretty much it.
I don't really – yeah. I don't really – I don't have, like, a favorite snack, though.
Like, I don't think I have a favorite snack either. Like, every time I try to go to the store and get a snack, I can't choose anything.
The last time I went to Cava, I don't know why. I think I went there when they were closing. They only had, like, quinoa left, and I hate quinoa.
Ew.
So, like, I literally hate quinoa. So, I had to get, like, this burger wrap thing. Not, like, a burger, but, like, a wrap. And I just didn't like it. Like, I went there when they were closing, so, like, obviously there was, like, nothing left, but I just didn't like it.
Oh my God, we have to go. It's so good.
What's the difference between Cava and Meze?
I think Meze is, like, a more upscale restaurant, and Cava is, like, Chipotle.
Yeah, it was, like, a Chipotle. I went to the one, like, at the mall, so.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that's probably why it wasn't that good, but anyways, next question.
Okay, next question. Okay, think of your... Okay, this one's a wild card. Think of your favorite childhood TV show of all time. On the count of three, say it out loud, both players.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
Hannah Arthur. Montana. Do you remember that song I made about Arthur?
I feel like that vaguely just like brought up a memory.
Oh, what are the lyrics? Hold on.
Okay.
And I said, hey, it's a wonderful concert where you can learn to twerk and play.
Like, okay, yes, now I remember that. Oh my god, you know what? I just remembered that we were in eighth grade and like we started this podcast and we were sitting outside the steps.
That was eighth of grade? School. No, that was definitely
yes. Sophomore year. Wait. Oh, okay. Never mind, disregard everything I just year. Said.
I remember
okay,
us recording
well,
the video.
Another memory every that podcast. I just had was when we were in eighth grade, I remember that you just kept walking around the classroom and saying, Molly, you know what? Never mind.
Guys, I don't think anybody understands. Never mind. I used to, like, for people who don't know me, I used to think that I was, like, a musical artist. I used to be a rapper. I used to call myself
You
Ice
literally
Isra.
Were.
Freshman year, I used to make legit songs and, like, post them everywhere. And, like, I used to call myself Icy Isra. But before I was Icy Isra, I was DJ Drizzy Izzy. So, like, from elementary school to middle school, I would make up these random songs. Like, do you remember second grade when I made up the song, I Am Jamaican, Give Me Some Bacon, Open the Door, Give
Oh,
me some
my
boy.
God. Yes.
And then in eighth grade, I made this random song about this boy named Sebastian who does not exist. And, like, I had everybody in the hallway, like, of my school singing it for, like, weeks. And, like, I don't know why people boosted my ego like that, but my music was not good at all.
Yes, it was.
I mean, like, I had, like, I was, like, lyrical, not, don't get me wrong, but, like, I just rapped like an idiot, and, like, the audio covers for my songs were hilarious, the beats were hilarious, like, I don't know, I just, wow, can you believe that, I don't even, like, thinking about, like, the past, but there's so many funny memories, can you believe that that's how we used to be, how far we've come, how much we've changed?
Honestly, it's scary.
I remember filming our first episode there, too, on the steps.
Me, too. And then Sister Aisha came outside, and she was like, what are you guys
doing? No, that was Teacher Zainab.
Oh. Wow, my memory is horrible.
Okay, next question.
Okay. Okay. What compliment do you think I hear the most?
Oh, 100% your voice. I know that everybody compliments your voice. Mashallah, it is very soothing. Mashallah. And very, like, calm and relaxed. And I know I'm, like, the loud, like, aggressive one. And,
no.
Like, but, yeah, 100% your voice and your smile, for sure.
That is definitely true.
Yeah.
Scary. Okay, let's think about this. I think for you, it would be your style.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Which is lovely.
I'm definitely very confident in my style.
Did you say incompetent?
No. Oh. I said I'm definitely very confident in my style.
Oh,
like
yes, you are.
Yeah,
which I love. Which is great. Okay. Were you gonna say something
today? I was gonna say something, but I
honestly
forgot it.
Same. Oh. It's okay.
I coughed the thought right out.
Okay. Okay, next question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. I think we should just do 10 per level.
Or like 5 per level.
Just for sake of time. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, 5 per level.
So do you want to be done with level 1?
Yes. Let's move on to level 2.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty. Okay, by the way, we still both have Dig Deeper cards.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Wait, so when I say Dig Deeper, like when I have a Dig Deeper card, I can just say Dig Deeper?
Yeah, okay. And then I'll just elaborate on like whatever. Mm-hmm. And it goes both ways.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay. Oh, goodness. Okay. First question. Do you have, like, a paper or a pencil near you? Well, actually, you can just put in your notes.
Okay.
Okay, wild card. Both players write the 3 most important things in life to you, and then compare.
I actually do have a paper and a pencil right in front of me because I was doing my homework, so...
Okay, good.
I'm gonna use that.
Okay, 30 seconds.
The 3 most important things to us.
Yeah, right. Not even in general, just right now.
Okay.
Okay, starting the timer. I can't even think.
I already came up with it.
Okay, I have one. Okay, you can go first with this one.
Okay, so the three most important things to me, which I feel like kind of never really change, are, I forgot it. Oh, Dean, like being on my Dean.
Okay, yeah, that was my first one too. Steadfast
in my religion. Upholding my relationships with family and friends, and being successful in everything.
That, okay, my first two were the same, my religion and my family and friends. I couldn't come up with the third one. I don't know, like, what's important to me right now. I don't think specific people. I mean, okay, yes, specific people, but I don't know. Okay, I feel like that ties into family and friends. I guess. I can't think of a third one.
It's okay.
You're right. Okay, next question. Okay. What do you crave more of?
What do you mean? Like, are there options?
No. I think it's just a really open-ended question.
You mean, like, when I get it, I want more?
What do you crave more of? I think it just means, like, what do you want more of? That, in like, life. Literally in anything.
I want more burgers. I'm kidding. That is a really good question. Do you know the answer?
Yes.
Okay, go.
I think that mine would be vulnerability and, like, a lot of different people, because I just like it when things are, like, intimate and people feel like they can be really comfortable with me. I want more of that.
I definitely understand where you're coming from. I want more of, like, I feel like all my wants are so surface.
That's literally okay.
I want more of life. Like, I want more. I know that life is so temporary and it actually nothing in this world means anything, but while I'm here, I want more out of, like, my experiences with people, with, like, other things. Like, I want more memories and, like you said, like, vulnerability. Yeah, like, more honesty and, like, intimacy. And, like, I also want more, like, is that a word? Yeah, steadfastness is a word.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always felt like, I think
that was a lovely answer.
When it comes to me, like, when it comes to other people, I always felt like I'm so able to read people and, like, understand them on a deeper level. But when it comes to understanding myself, I feel like it's so difficult for me to dig deeper. Like, I feel like I'm just so surface with a lot of things for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why. Not to get political or anything, but...
No, it's okay. We can get political. I agree. I feel like it's, like, I don't know. I kind of feel the same. Like, I just never know what I actually want. Like, I always, not that I second guess myself, because I'm pretty confident in my choices.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to even explain it. It's just always weird with me. Oh, okay. Let me give an example. So, like, I'll get something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even in relationships, not like friendships. Okay. Like, if I, get close to someone literally like right after, okay, and things will be like fine, things will be great, like our relationship is going so good, but then like I start thinking like, is this what I really want? Do I actually like them, or is it just like
you start to like
second guess, god, it's so annoying, I hate it, because like I know I'm not actually thinking that, like I know that's what I want and I like it and things are good.
You want more certainty.
But my brain, yeah
same,
but like I don't even know why I start thinking that, because I know that I like it and I'm fine with it. But my brain just wants to make me insecure, I guess.
I want more stability, security, and like certainty. I feel like when it comes to me, like because I'm so used to just not really worrying about myself, I always like find it like some, like it's even like difficult for me to like open up and like talk about things. Like I did not realize how like crazy it was until this year. And so, like, I was placed in, like, because, like, I'm a person, I'm so used to never being alone. Like, I was never alone. I always shared a room with someone. I was always around people. I was always talking to somebody. So, like, being alone, like, in my own room, like, to myself, I started to realize just how much I keep in and just how difficult it is for me to talk to somebody about it. Like, you have no idea. I've sat trying to, like, come up with the words to tell somebody, like, you know, what's going on in my head, how I'm feeling, and I always ended up just changing the conversation because it just got too difficult. So, like, when it comes to myself, I don't know, I'm just so terrible at, like, digging deeper. Like, when people ask me a question, I feel like I'm able to answer so fast because I just get, like, everything so surface.
I don't think you're surface.
I know I'm not that, surface, like... but I think I, like, don't dig deep enough into myself that every, like, I just say, like, basic, like, basic.
Okay, things. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, that's not a bad thing though. You just have to work on it.
Yeah, I just have to, like, knowing yourself, learn to get to know myself better. Important.
Agreed.
And that's so crazy. How much percent of our brain do we use?
Good question. Let me Google it.
Cause there's like, that's so crazy that there's like other parts of us, like maybe of feelings and like thoughts that we have that we don't even know that we have yet.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let me read this. Okay, according to a survey from 2013, around 65% of Americans believe that we only use 10% of our brain, but this is just a myth, according to an interview with neurologist Barry Gordon in Scientific American. He explained that the majority of the brain is almost always active. I don't know what to believe.
I definitely believe the 10% part because...
Oh, okay. It says, ultimately, it's not that we use 10% of our brains, merely that we only understand about 10% of how it functions.
Oh,
interesting.
It's crazy the way the human body works. Next question.
Okay, next question. Okay, how can you become a better person?
That is a great question, Nasreen. I'm gonna let you answer that one first.
Okay. Okay, I think that I can become a better person by... I feel like I just have a lot of stuff that I hold in. And, like, I've definitely gotten better at it over the past few months. But, like, I think I have a lot of resentment in me. And not saying that that's a bad thing, because it's not necessarily towards people. But I do have a lot of, like, anger and just resentment inside that I need to get rid of. And I think that speaking on those things could definitely help me become a better person.
I think that... I definitely have that to work on too, but I think that I can become a better person by communicating better all in all. I feel like I always feel so bad that I'm such like a bad friend to so many people because I have the worst communication skills. I cannot keep up for the life of me. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I'm a terrible texter. I'm a terrible caller. Like, and I think, yes, a lot that goes into play with it is that, like, my phone literally breaks all the time. But it's also just that, like, I've become so programmed. Like, in eighth grade, when I first got my phone, I was, like, stuck to it like glue. And it was sickening. Like, it ruined my mental health. It ruined, like, everything. And, like, I feel like that scares me so much that, like, I remember I one time turned my phone, all my notifications off completely for about, like, 6 months. And I used to, like, I used to have text messages piling up, calls piling up, and I would never get it because I turned off, like, all the types of notifications. Like, I just wouldn't get it. I would see that it was a missed call or a missed, like, text, but I would just never get it. And because, like, for months, I was so programmed to not talk to anybody, not responding to anybody, that I just never shook that habit. And, like, I'm just such a bad communicator for no reason. And I feel like learning how to keep up better with the people that I love will make me a better person because, like, I don't know, I feel like I'm missing out on so much. And, like, I know that people probably think that I hate them, but it's not that. I just, like, I don't have it in me sometimes. Like, I just can't hold a conversation. Or sometimes, like, my phone doesn't work and I'm not able to. And it's just, like, it really sucks. And another thing would also be, like, learning how to talk about how I feel better because I feel like sometimes, like, it's okay to, like, like, you have to be honest with the people in your life, and it's okay to have a problem with something that was done or said, but I feel like if somebody does something that bothers me, I will never address it, but I will continue to dislike them for it, but I'll never tell them. And, like, it'll just build up and build up and build up until, like, I just can't be around them anymore, and I don't want, like, and they just irritate me, da da da, and, like, that's unhealthy, too, because that could have been all avoided if I just... right then and there was like, I don't like that, don't do that again type stuff, or like, mm-hmm. I was able to talk to them about something, or like how they made me feel, da da da. But like, I feel like I avoid that so much because like, I always feel so dramatic, like I'm like, it's not that serious, but like at the same time, if it's gonna result to me hating them, then it is that serious. So
I think that was a great answer, and I 100% agree everything you said.
I like these questions.
Me too. Okay, next question. What lesson took you the longest to unlearn?
To unlearn?
Yeah. Wait, wow, that's kind of confusing.
This is level 2 or level 3?
Level 2.
This is deep already. No, I understand what they're talking about. Like a habit that you had to break.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's perfectly fine if you don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, no. Yeah, I feel like I haven't unlearned too many things yet.
Honestly, agreed. Okay, new question.
Are we about to cry right now?
Are we? Oh my god. Okay, I have a great question. Okay, if you have, when was the moment you realized you weren't invincible?
8th grade. Mm-hmm. Yeah, crazy time in my life. Would not wish that pain on anybody. Would never go through it again. Negative 1,000,000 out of 10. Mm. Just a crazy time in my life. And it taught me a lot about me and my surroundings, and yeah, that was like my first setback, like my first real setback in life, like personally, like I went through a lot because of my family, but like never because of something that specifically happened to me, in a mm-hmm. sense, I guess. I don't know, when I was a child, things went over my head. But, like,
yeah, that makes sense.
At that time in my life, I was very alert, and, like, I felt things very deeply, and that was just a crazy, crazy time that I will never, ever revisit.
Inshallah, you don't.
Inshallah.
Okay. I guess my most recent one would be these past few months, because usually my attitude toward things is, like, oh my god, I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. It's not going to matter tomorrow. So, like, why care about it? But I guess I just realized over these past few months that, like, no, these things actually hurt. And if you want to be able to, like, move on and, like, move past it, you have to, like, sit with it until you're over it. Because I feel like a lot of the time in the moment, I'm like, oh my god, yeah, I'm fine. Like, who cares? But after that, I'll realize, like, no, that actually really hurt me. And, like, now I don't know how to deal with it. Because, like, I said it was fine. So, like, how do I bring it back up mm-hmm. without it, like, being weird? So, I guess that's, like, not the moment. Well, yeah. Like, things have happened these past few months that made me realize that I have emotions and, like, I do feel things. Because, like, not everything is okay. And I don't have to be okay with everything.
Very true. That's one thing I also had to learn in life, that not everything was okay, and you don't just have to be like, oh, whatever about everything.
Yeah.
Very true. Very great answer.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Okay. I think this is a happy question. Okay. What's been your happiest memory this past year?
That's a great question. Oh, I'm gonna pass this one to you.
Okay. So I think, as we all know, this past, well, not even this past year. Okay, well, yeah, this past year, I have made a new friend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's not a new friend. I've known her since I was in like ninth grade, but we didn't actually become close until this year. Okay, well, actually, a few new friends. Okay, Sarah, Nirma, and then Nirma's sister, Sada. It's just been like really like great. I feel like she's my soulmate because it's just like, like, oh my God, it's just so like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just like my life these past few months has just been very peaceful and relaxed and like just really good. Alhamdulillah, I feel like it's like a new
Alhamdulillah, that's
chapter.
beautiful.
I
I
don't know
love
why
that
I
for
say
you.
like so much, but thank you for that.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I think the happiest moment, I can't really pinpoint a happiest moment. But well, the happiest moment I guess of this year was just like getting closer to a person that I love and like realizing that like our relationship is getting better and like spending more time with them. And
Oh
yeah.
my
Okay, next question.
Okay, next question. Oh my God. Okay. Moving on.
Are we on level three?
No, we have one more question. Wait, one, two, three.
Okay.
Oh, okay, we are on level three actually. Okay, moving on. Okay. Okay.
Oh, well. I was gonna say something.
Yeah.
I forgot. I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, yeah. No, I forgot to say Alhamdulillah, mashallah, about what you said because that is a very,
Alhamdulillah,
very
mashallah.
good blessing. And we should always count our blessings and say Alhamdulillah, mashallah for them. Yeah,
You're right,
completely agree.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Thank you
Okay,
for that
next.
reminder.
Of
Okay,
course.
next. Okay. What do you think I fear the most?
Failure.
Okay, agreed. But
Yeah.
not like, okay, I'm not scared of failing like professionally. I guess like mostly I guess I'm just scared of like
Rejection.
failing at, okay, yeah, rejection is my biggest
Yeah.
fear. Yeah.
Rejection.
Okay, for you. Okay, give me a second to think. I feel bad that I can't think of it like off the top of my head.
It's okay. I can't really. My biggest fear.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I have a lot of fears. I guess. If you can think of it, I can answer for you.
Yeah, please do.
I guess, like, just regret.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I hate regretting things.
I was gonna say kind of vulnerability, but not really.
You're sort of right. It's not necessarily a fear of mine. I just don't like it. Well, for me, I don't like it for me, but I love when other people are like open and vulnerable to me. But for me to be that to other people, I just it's not my favorite. It's not my favorite beverage. I wouldn't rate it a 10 out of 10, but I think that my biggest fear would be like losing any of my loved ones before, like me having to go through the pain of their loss. Like, people, I mean, I felt the pain of people very, very close to me passing away, but like, as in, like, I don't know, like people that are 100, like a part of me, and like feeling like I could have done more or like there was some like just regret like losing something or losing someone and feeling like there was more that I could have done or said to benefit them or our relationship or anything like that.
Oh wow, that's really scary. But that, well, it's not a good fear, but that's very,
I don't know, because there's always like the fear that like, oh my gosh, like I can never ever apologize for this. I can never do this with them again, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Me too. Okay, yeah, one thing relating to that, not really, but one quote that I really like is the quote that says, give people their flowers while they're still around this moment. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Never go to sleep angry at anybody. Always say I love you when you get a chance. Speak your mind. Do things right then and there. Tell somebody that you like them if you like them. Tell somebody that you love them if you love them. Hug your brother. I don't know. Like, do what you have to do in the moment, because you might not ever get that moment again. But at the same time, I feel like the idea of, like, YOLO is so, like, it can be so I don't know the word, misconstrued. No, I don't think that's the word. It can just be taken the wrong way. Because, like, my idea of YOLO is, like, oh, if you want to apply for that job, apply for it. You never know when you're going to get the opportunity again. At least you applied even if you don't get it. Or, like, if you like that person, tell them that you like them. Or type of stuff. But I feel like people can take it the wrong way, like, oh my god, like, yeah, let's go to the club because we met at the
club. Yeah, yeah, I agree. Like, do not take it that way, you guys.
The wrong way, like, oh my god, there's only one life, so let me just like turn up. Like, I don't take it that way, but like, to each their own. But at the same time, like, my idea of like giving people their flowers while they can still smell them is just like, I don't know, like, treat people how you want to be treated.
100% agrees.
So that you don't regret how you treated them when they're gone. I don't know if anything I just said made sense, but let's just jump to the next question.
No, that completely made sense. Okay, one second.
Mm-hmm. I love how we said that this would be under, like, 30 minutes or under.
And it's almost an hour. It's okay, we're almost done.
It's okay, guys. We've been gone for a while, so you deserve
to catch up. Yeah, so bear with us. Okay. Okay. There's just so many nice questions. Okay.
Oh, I just burped if anybody heard that. Sorry. Excuse me. That was okay. Very rude.
No, I didn't hear anything. Okay. What do you admire most about me? Can I go first for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I think that the thing I most admire about you is how you're just able to, like, make everybody feel so comfortable. Like, you're just that one person that, like, everybody wants to know and everybody wants to be friends with. And it's just so, like, it's such a nice quality to just see how drawn to you everybody is.
Oh, my gosh. That's, like, one of the most beautiful compliments I've ever gotten in my life.
Thank you.
I think my, what I admire about you, I admire a lot of things about you. One thing that I admire the most about you is just, oh, my God, this is a tough one. One thing.
Oh my god.
Okay, I feel like you don't notice this about yourself, but like, I do, and I admire it, and I've always told other people this. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but like, the way that you are able to put your foot down. I think mm-hmm. that you think that you're a very passive person, or that you like let a lot of people like run, like, walk all over you, but I actually don't see that. Like, especially back when, like, we used to see each other a lot more in real life, whenever there would be a situation, like, I wouldn't feel comfortable speaking up about it unless you did. And, like, you would honestly give me, like, the motivation and the will to speak up, or, like, the strength to speak up about it. Like, you're a very, like, if you don't like something, like, or I've noticed this, like, in real life, at least, when you don't like something, you say it. If someone's giving you attitude, you say it. You don't care if it's a teacher or somebody you don't know. Like, you're straight up with them. Like, don't talk to me like that. Or, like, even in group chats, like, when people be, like, getting to, like, Jonan, like, you be straight up, like, no, like, I don't like that. And I've always admired that about you because I have never been that type of person. I've just been such a, like, oh, let me just be respectful kind of person. And I've always admired, like, your ability to just, like, tell it like it is to whoever it is, period.
Oh my god, thank you. Oh my god, okay, because I didn't... technical difficulties. Okay, we're back.
Are we going to be able to combine both parts?
Yeah.
Okay, okay,
cool. I'm quite sure.
I forget what I was saying,
but... Me too.
Oh, yeah. No, I noticed it in you, especially when we were younger and, like, in school. If you had a problem with somebody, like, you just said it straight up, especially the teachers, which I admired so much. Because I feel like as students, we let teachers disrespect us, like, too much. And, like, you never let anybody, like, talk down to you or make you feel less than or anything like that. And I always admired that.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
So sorry for the technical difficulties. By the way.
Yeah, we apologize for that, but it's okay. Okay, next question. Sorry, I'm just trying to find good final question.
It's okay. One thing that, like, I notice in podcasts is, like, if there's, like, silence or, like, anything, there's, like, it's supposed to be raw and uncut, you know? Like, this is us just casually, so, like, if there's a technical difficulty here and there, or, like, silence.
Enjoy it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take it as, like,
time for you. Yeah. Okay. In one word, describe how you feel right now.
Excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to be recording again. I really missed it. I have a lot of great ideas for the future. What else? Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, yes.
So, I think by the time we drop this, it'll be Friday, right?
Inshallah.
So, excited because it's about to be the weekend. What else? I'm about to be 17 in a week, so I'm just what about you?
I think that right now I'm very happy. Okay, first of all, especially because we're recording again, I didn't think that when I asked you'd say yes. I didn't think you would reply.
Really? Yeah. Are you kidding?
I'm so serious. I didn't think you would see it. But I'm very glad that you did reply.
I didn't think I would see it either. I'm very happy that
too.
I did, though.
Today, I submitted my last Common App application. I don't really know if I should say that. Like, I mean, I guess it's fine because I'm not giving any specific details. But I submitted my last application, and I'm very glad, alhamdulillah, because, oh my God, it's been a struggle. And I'm also very happy that I have tomorrow's a B-day, and it's Friday, and then it's the weekend, and I need a break. So I'm very glad for that.
Yes, I'm actually very excited for the weekend.
Okay, next question. Second to last. Okay.
Shuffling. Do you remember that song by LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem?
I'm shuffling. Oh my god. I used to sing that all the time.
Every day.
Because I heard it from Alvin and Chipmunks.
I used to be like the biggest fan of their band. Oh my god.
Oh my god, I can't choose. Okay, I'm gonna choose. All right.
This is the
second to last. Wait, you're kind of cutting out a little bit.
Choose two so that we know which one is coming. Okay. Like after. Oh, can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. Okay. The first one
Choose two so that we know coming
like after. What do you think our most important similarity is?
I think our ability to talk, and like when I say talk, I mean like hold a conversation. Not a lot of people can hold a good conversation, or like.
Oh my God, we
I
do.
I don't know. I feel like we have really good improv skills. Like, if that's the word. Huh? Yeah, I feel like we can both really, like, you can throw a topic at us and we can talk about it and, like, hold good conversations with each other and with others. And I feel like we also have, like, really great improv skills when it comes to, like, any situation in life. Like, when things
I 100% agree.
Oh, this is the end of the world. We're like, okay, let's try this instead.
Okay, yeah, I agree. So, next question. Yeah, we have the same thing. Yeah.
So we have the same.
Oh my God, we have to play in real life because I have a lot of like actual things you have to do. Me too. Okay.
Yes.
Next last question. Okay. When this game is over, what will you remember about me? I know. It's okay, we're not.
Oh my God, this feels like I'm saying goodbye. Of that, when this game is over, I'm going to remember all the things that I knew about you but never thought about, and that you made me think about, and
oh my God,
all the memories that we've made in 17 wait. Years.
Okay,
oh,
yeah,
wait. Maybe like 15, or wait, maybe like 13. Yeah, in 13 years. All the memories we've made in 13 years.
Aww, okay, I think I'm going to remember that. Well, okay, I'm going to remember your favorite foods. Just so I can remember that. And also, I'm going to remember to try to push you to communicate more.
Oh, yes, girl.
I will definitely do it for free.
I will literally pay you. Okay. Like, that is a job, and I
okay.
need it done.
Final card. Each player write a message to the other, fold and exchanged. Only open once you two have parted. Okay, since we are not actually together, just type it and then don't send it until we end the episode. Or basically just until after we finish this. Well, actually, okay, just don't type it until... Okay.
Okay, a moment of silence. Okay. Moment of silence. Guys, she just texted me that she's scared. Guys, while we're typing to each other, go type someone that you love, or text, or email, or call. Oh, no, don't call, because you're listening to this. So.
Okay, almost done.
Okay, I'm done. Are you? Okay. I just had to add a little bit heart emojis at the end.
Okay, almost done. Same.
I just took a look at the mirror rough, and like,
but it's okay.
Oh my god, the no way I look right now.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Don't send it till after we end. Well, send it, but send it in invisible ink.
Done?
Okay.
Invisible ink, okay. Well, I'm just gonna send it after we end. I just want to say that I really, really enjoyed filming this episode after so long. It felt so refreshing, and I hope that all of our listeners enjoyed it. It was a long one, so if you stayed till the end, shout out to you. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but we're gonna fix that. And I hope that everybody's doing well in whatever state of the of their lives that they're
yes,
in.
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm so glad that we are back
until next time
in business. And I'm so excited to keep recording. We're gonna try to be a lot more consistent from now on. Yeah, inshallah. So thank you guys for sticking around with us, and have a blessed night. Wait. And I really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you for joining us. I mean me. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm Nisreen.
With that being said, I'm Isra.
Bye.
And this is the Scared Soul Sisters.